Transmission repairs alone can cost up to $4,000. Just show your Plan ID card and pay nothing for covered repairs. It can even cover towing, roadside assistance, and the cost of a rental car. Your charges are paid directly to the repair shop. Many plans feature no out-of-pocket costs. Save thousands in car repairs. We are currently accepting 100 registrants daily, so don't wait. If your car is less than 12 years old and has less than 130,000 miles, call 877-466-6207. Call right now. 877-466-6207. That's 877-466-6207.
The Federal Reserve is poised to buy more government bonds. Correspondent Bryant Thomas explains.
Later in the week, the Fed is expected to launch a new program aimed at boosting the economy. Chairman Ben Bernanke today opens a two-day meeting where he'll advance a plan for the central bank to buy more government bonds. The idea is to push down interest rates on mortgages and other loans. Cheaper loans would then get people to spend more. And as the economy benefits, companies would increase hiring. But even a program of $500 billion would likely provide only a modest boost to growth in the fourth quarter, and joblessness is still likely to stay above 9% for the rest of the year. Brian Thomas, Washington.
Police in Los Angeles are looking for two suspected gang members who shot a 5-year-old boy in the head. The boy, who was in his backyard showing off a Halloween costume to family members, died a few hours later. The boy's grandfather says he had never seen the men, and police say the family has no gang ties. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
When you need a dynamic energy boost and you require that energy to last you for the long term, all you have to do is take a Warhead capsule and a drink of water. In moments, you'll feel a dramatic performance-elevating effects of Warhead's amazing blend of herbs, vitamins, minerals, and pharmaceutical compounds rush throughout your body. You really have to try it to believe it. Whether you need to wake up in the morning or stay awake at night, work hard at physical labor, or work out as an athlete, Warhead will give you the vitality, alertness, and power that you need to be the very best that you can be. Why does Warhead work better? Because it is such an advanced complex of the highest quality ingredients, all carefully balanced to give you what you need, longer-lasting energy for superior physical and mental performance. Warhead is all natural and all legal. Keep a bottle of Warhead handy. You can never know when you need an explosion of raw energy. Remember the name Warhead. You'll be glad you did. For your bottle of Warhead, come to the Green Herb in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Visit our website at nextlevelformulations.com or call 1-800-910-0200.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess this morning, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. Just a quick note that the Premier of Germany, Mrs. Merkel, said just within the last 48 hours that Germany is not going to continue to bail out the pig nations, Portugal, Ireland, Italy, Greece and Spain, these countries that have just gotten themselves head over heels into debt. And basically, of course, a country can live very well as long as it can continue borrowing money, but then it's got to be able to pay back the money. It's got to be able to pay back the interest. And when it doesn't have a tax structure sufficient, why, of course, they can't pay back the money. So what are they doing? Why are they going to Germany and the other countries there that are doing well and saying, you've got to give us money, we're part of the European Union, and, you know, if we default, why, the whole system will come down. And Mrs. Merkel has said the whole system is going to have to come down. If it has to, we will not continue bailing out the so-called pig nations. And now they're faced with default. They can't make their payments. What's going to happen? And, of course, we have the same problem here in cities and counties and boards and water boards and fire boards and all sorts of boards and state governments here in the United States. In fact, the federal government is bankrupt. And it's all happened because we've turned our back on our Constitution. We had a system of government that was stable, with a stable money, and according to the Constitution, doesn't matter what Congress says, doesn't matter what the bankers want, because, of course, they want, of course, to control our country and to take us into the one-world government. They're loyal, is not to America. But this monetary system is based upon gold and silver, but they don't want that. They want to destroy our system, and they're going to destroy this system because we are going to default. There's no way we can pay our debts. There's no way we can provide all the entitlements. People are not entitled to anything in a free society. Any government that can provide whatever you want must be able to take whatever you have. And a government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave has to be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. And that's the plan, ladies and gentlemen. They want a feudal dictatorship. They're moving in that direction. We will have a ruling elite, an elite that rules the world. But first they have to crash our system. And it all comes because we have turned our back on our Constitution. And that's why the message in the from the Institute of the Constitution is so vitally important, and that's why we have Pastor David Whitney with us this morning. David,
morning,
thanks
Dr.
much
Stan.
For being with us again.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a blessing and a privilege, and you're absolutely right. If we're going to retain our freedom, we must, first of all, understand this document, and this is a particularly appropriate day to be talking about our Constitution as everyone's going to the polls to vote, and the question is, they may vote out of one set of bums, which I think the polling sort of indicates that that's the way it's going to go, but what if they vote in other bums who are likewise unconstitutional in their actions in office? Well, we may not be heading towards that disaster as rapidly as we were under the old set of bums, but we're still heading towards the same economic disaster because they have not followed the limitations that our Constitution places upon our federal government. And that was what our founders feared most of all when they structured our form of government. In fact, those who debated and ratified our Constitution said, this will only work if the government itself remains within these boundaries. And it's the duty, therefore, of the citizens to only elect people who would adhere to an understanding of those boundaries and elect those who would abide by those boundaries.
And I think it's vitally important for people to understand that one reason we're in trouble is we have all these entitlements. They're all unconstitutional. Social Security is unconstitutional. Medicare is unconstitutional. Federal aid to education is unconstitutional. The Medicare drug bill is unconstitutional. And people say, well, gee, but isn't it wonderful to take care of the elderly and provide for them? And people would die and they'd starve to death in America if we didn't have the federal government doing this. And nobody starved to death in America before we had these programs. Problems were taken care of at the state or the local level. But you see, they don't want that. They wanted to set up a system designed to fail because it was a Ponzi scheme, and all Ponzi schemes end. And if we had adhered to the Constitution back, you know, when Franklin Delano Roosevelt was bringing in this pension system to help the poor and the elderly, ladies and gentlemen, it was always intended to fail and, of course, to enslave the poor and the elderly and the young. Go right ahead, David.
And that's the thing that everyone needs to become committed to, saying, you know, I have my pet program that somehow benefits me, and I need to be willing to give up all those pet programs when they are unconstitutional. As you mentioned, Social Security and Medicare and all the long list of things, just about everything that the federal government does that's called a program is unconstitutional because our Constitution did not want the federal government involved in any of these things. It was to be involved in just a very limited circle of things relating to interactions with outside nations, whether having to go to war or concluding peace with another nation, forming a treaty with another nation or some trade agreement, all of those external type things. That's the only thing the federal government was to deal with. The state governments were to deal with everything else. And indeed, if we understand the biblical commands that God has given civil government, it really only has two jobs, and these are the only jobs legitimately that civil government should be involved with. One is establishing justice. How do you establish justice? Well, you punish injustice. That is, you punish violations of the laws of nature and nature's God. The second is defend the borders. That is, defend the country from attack by outside aggressors who would seek to either steal land or murder and pillage and so on. And those are the only two jobs of civil government. And indeed, if we just as citizens said, that's all I want my government to do, whether state, federal, local, I only want my government to establish justice, I only want my government to defend the borders, our government would be very small. Our government would not require 50% of our income, which is what it currently does, and we all know that government's inefficient, so it takes 50% of our income, wastes most of that, and returns some of it in a service to us as a citizen. We'd all be better off if we kept our money in the first place and designed voluntary agencies that would fulfill all of these functions that we're looking to civil government to fulfill. And indeed, America was better off in that day. Well, going back and looking as we've been month to month here, walking through the amendments to our Constitution last month, I believe we spent time talking about the 13th and 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States. And as we pointed out, that was an enormous change in the structure of who determined who was a citizen.
Hold that thought, David. Hold the thought. We'll be right back.
Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time structured and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough AM Kindergarten Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier and Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute on the Constitution. We're talking about the fact that the Constitution limits what the federal government can do. And if you read the 45th of the Federalist Papers, it specifies that the power of the central government is limited and defined. The power of the state government is unlimited and ill-defined, and most affairs dealing with health and education and welfare and everything else is maintained at the state level, because they knew if they ever allowed it to go to the federal level, that we would soon have a tyranny. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we have today. And of course, they're going to collapse our economy. They're doing it intentionally and purposely. And all of these programs that they are trying to convince you, oh, we're really trying to save the homeowners. Ladies and gentlemen, Bank of America has over 1 million homes in foreclosure. Why does Bank America love this? Because it's going to end up with all the homes. And that's what it's all about. And all the businesses and all the farms and all the commercial developments. And the six remaining big banks are going to end up with most of the wealth of this country, which they already have, well over half of it already, and even more. That's what it's all about. But they're going to impoverish us. Why? Because we've gotten away from our Constitution, which limits the power of government, and it would also limit the power of big banks, but we've given them a monopoly, and now we say they're just too big to fail, and if they need a few trillion dollars, why, we'll just take it away from the taxpayers. After all, they've got lots of money. Or do they? Go ahead, David.
Well, that 14th Amendment shifted the power from the states to the federal government. You were just talking about Federalist 45, which clearly lays out the balance that was supposed to be in favor of the states having more power, the federal government having less power. 14th Amendment made the federal government the arbiter and decider of who would be citizens in the individual states. And,
basically, that was never intended by the 14th Amendment. That's simply a reinterpretation of the whole thing.
Yes. And what we consider, it says here that citizen or any person born in the United States, this opened the door to this whole crazy idea of anchor babies. That is, an illegal alien breaks into our back door, runs over to a hospital, collapses and has a baby in the hospital. That baby's now an American citizen. And, of course, as an American citizen, they could connect then to their mother, and their mother have all kinds of rights and privileges as a legal alien now, no longer an illegal alien. All this kind of craziness has resulted from a misinterpretation of what the 14th Amendment was doing. But what the 14th Amendment did was transfer power that had been up to that point in time in the hands of the states. The states decide who their citizens are. They decide what their citizen standard will be. And they determine what that level needs to accomplish so that they determine citizenship within the borders of their state. Now you have the federal government saying, this is the standard of citizenship. Reagan did this when he swept in 3 million illegals, and suddenly these illegal aliens were made legal, which meant the federal government was telling the state governments, you have to accept these people as citizens of your state. We don't care if they broke into your state. We don't care if anything else has gone wrong. You're stuck with them as citizens, and we, the federal government, have determined that. That shift in the balance of power was a dangerous thing, and indeed it carried many, many important implications for our future as a country. Now, in addition to that, the 14th Amendment has been misinterpreted by the Supreme Court to incorporate, and this is their philosophy, that it incorporates the entire Bill of Rights and forces that Bill of Rights upon the individual states, that the states now must abide by the Bill of Rights, not just the federal government. Again, this was not the design of the Bill of Rights ever. Read the First Amendment. It says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. It doesn't say anything about an individual state establishing religion, because there were established religions in 9 of the 13 states when they formed the Union in the very first time. So it's obvious that there was no intention of the First Amendment being applied to the states. Originally, it's only in the misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment itself that forced the states to begin to apply the First Amendment. And this is why the Bible's been taken out of school. And they say, well, wait a minute. The schools are a branch or a sub-branch of state government, and if the states must abide by the First Amendment, just like Congress has to abide by the First Amendment, then the state can't do anything to establish a religion, and therefore Christianity can't be taught in your local schools, and the Bible can't be there, prayer can't be there, the Ten Commandments can't be there, on and on and on it goes. So the ridiculous purging of Christianity from every public place in our land today.
But, David, the thing is, the reason for this is that the people working behind the scenes hate Christianity. They know that our freedom is based upon having a moral and religious people, and they want to destroy that. They hate Christianity because they realize they can destroy the biblical foundation of our freedom, then they can establish their dictatorship. And so that's what it was all about. That's why they put people onto the Supreme Court in 1962 who would take God and prayer and the Bible out of our schools. They knew exactly what they were doing, but the average individual doesn't understand that there is a conspiracy against God and a conspiracy against freedom.
Mm. And indeed, they have been very successful in what they've pulled off, and yet what they have done is not lawful. That is, applying the First Amendment to the states is not what the 14th Amendment ever did, as those who ratified it clearly stated. So what we have in the 14th Amendment is one of the most sweeping changes in the power structure of our country, and it's reflected in almost every Supreme Court case these days, cites the 14th Amendment as one way, shape, or form related to that case. And as we mentioned last week, or last month, I believe that 14th Amendment is very questionable in its ratification. As the southern states who rejected it, their state governments were abolished and puppet governments were installed in order to ratify the 14th and the 15th Amendment. And I have to say that there is no way that that could be a legal process by which an amendment to the Constitution could be ratified. States have their duly elected governments destroyed by the federal government. Federal government installs a puppet government, and the puppet government does the will of the federal government, ratifying an amendment that otherwise would not have been ratified. That applies not only to the 14th Amendment. The 15th Amendment was done in the exact same fashion during the wretched time of Reconstruction in the war to prevent Southern independence, the aftermath of that war. Well, going on to the 15th Amendment, the 15th Amendment's a natural outgrowth. If the federal government is going to tell the states who their citizens are, then the federal government is going to also tell those states who can vote in their states. And so the right of the citizens of the United States to vote, it says, shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. So we're going to tell you who your citizens are. We're going to tell you, Washington, D.C. is going to tell the individual states who can vote in their states. And we'll see this later reflected in the decision to say that 18-year-olds must be permitted to vote and so on, so that the decision to take control of the decisions that had been made at the state level was now a standard policy of the federal government. And Congress, it says again, has power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. And the appropriate legislation you could see in all kinds of the civil rights bills that were passed in the 60s, saying that this and that and the other thing could not be done by states. Again, further restricting the power of the states and further expanding the power of the federal government. And many would say, well, David, these are good things that the federal government was doing. You know, it is not good to prohibit people who were formerly slaves from voting and so on. I agree with you. Exactly. I agree with you. It would be a evil thing to do so. Yet it is not a safe thing to grant such power to the central, that is, to the federal government. That power should be kept local. That power should be kept at the state level, even if you have a less a just system, because once you turn that power over to the federal government, you've surrendered something you cannot regain. You've surrendered a degree of sovereignty of the states, and the states not having a power to resist the federal government in this area lose ground and more today. The states are mere political subdivisions of the federal government and have no power whatever to resist. We see Arizona today saying, hey, we want to abide by the law of the land. And what do you have? The central government suing the state of Arizona, trying to prohibit Arizona from obeying the law. What insanity. What you see now is that the states have almost no power whatsoever. Well, on paper, they do. But in reality, most state governments are just going to fold up and do whatever the federal government tells them, and therefore the state governments will not protect you and I in the enjoyment of our God-given rights. They will not protect us from a tyrannical federal government, and that's their whole purpose. That was their whole design to do so, and we have seen not just an erosion but a wholesale destruction of the kind of sovereignty of the states that was designed into our system.
Well, you know, David, that's why today is really so important, because certainly we do have elections. Yes, some of them be rigged. The electronic voting machines cannot be trusted. But what we need to do today is for the people to vote people into state government who believe in the Constitution or can be trained in the Constitution, so that the states will stand up to the federal government. And if the majority of the states stand up to the federal government, well, the federal government's going to have to back down. And the state governments can simply say, we're going to withhold money from the state, from the federal government. We're not going to give it to you because you're violating the Constitution. And if we have enough people all across America talking about the Constitution and the criminal activity, subversive activity in Washington, D.C., why, we could begin to have an effect. Today is important because we need to elect legitimate people to our state governments, because if there's any hope of preserving freedom, it's going to be to strengthen the states and to weaken the subversive activities taking place in Washington, D.C. And let's call it what it is. It's treason. These are treasonous people. They tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness. Their goal is the destruction of our economy. Their goal is world government. Their goal is to build up communist China. Their goal is to build up Russia. Their goal is to build up India. Their loyalty is not to America, but they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this world government. That's their loyalty, and that's why we need to get people elected today all across America who believe in the United States and want to protect the United States and preserve the United States and get back to our constitutional heritage of freedom under God.
Amen. You know, it's encouraging as I talk to people. I know that Michelle Bachmann has called for a class that would teach the Constitution to this freshman group of senators who are going to come into office, Lord willing, as a result of today's election. And I'm encouraged to hear that. And I've spoken with some people on state levels that are talking with the candidates they're voting for, saying, if you are elected to the state house, will you sponsor a class on the United States Constitution to all legislators in the state house? And a couple of states, we have people who've taken our course and who are actively doing that as a test as to whether they would vote for somebody or not. I think that's an excellent test, because if we can have people elected who are committed to following the Constitution and committed to calling their fellow representatives, whether senators or delegates or House of Representatives, whatever position, calling their fellow representatives to study the Constitution and to abide by the terms of the Constitution on the state level, you're absolutely right. The states could stop the tyranny of the federal government, which is, you know, there's 20 states who are doing something or other to resist the Obamacare health care mess. And perhaps they're not doing it really in the constitutional sense, because they just should be throwing down the gauntlet and saying, this is not law. Like the Kentucky Resolve said, this is not law. We will not abide by this law. We will not allow it to be enforced in our state. It's null and void. It is not law. It is unconstitutional on its face. And we defy the federal government to do anything about it. That's what the state should do, rather than suing the federal government and taking it into the federal government court system and expecting somehow the federal government court is going to weigh in their favor rather than in the favor of the federal government. Fat chance that that's actually going to happen. But we do see some encouraging signs as people across our country are waking up to the reality that we need to understand these documents. And if we don't understand these documents, we're going to lose our liberties, and that's the reason we're in the mess we're in today. Well, moving from the 15th Amendment, we come to the huge, huge next change, the 16th Amendment. And by the way, as I have questioned both the 14th and 15th Amendment in their ratification process,
hold that thought, David. We'll be back in just a moment. I don't believe the 16th Amendment was ever ratified, and there's proof of that.
Are you looking for answers for your physical, mental, and financial health? Ganoderma, King of Herbs, is a great start because it works. OrganiGold International brings only the healthiest and purest state of 100% certified organic Ganoderma throughout their products and beverages. For information, call Gus Gowron, 970-587-2101, or check our webpage at www.bridgetscoffee.organigold.com. Once again, call 970-587-2101.
The fall run has started and the cattle are moving. Now it's time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficiency, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin's been shown to be more effective than Mycotyl or Nuflor for the control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Bitril, Mycotyl, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin tulathromycin injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. Pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. And before we get to the 16th Amendment, of course, I'd like David to go ahead and get out his website, his telephone number, and tell people how they can get involved teaching our Constitution. What's really so exciting is that, you know, we've been at this for 9 years, I believe, with the Institute, and basically, recently, there's been a tremendous increase in people wanting to know about the Constitution. They know something's wrong. They want to learn about the foundation of our freedom so that they can become effective in this battle. And if you don't understand the Constitution, if you don't understand that its purpose was to limit the power, restrict the power of the central authority, to take the chains off the people and to put the chains onto the congressmen, onto the government. If you don't understand, there is a move to establish a dictatorship in America. It's subversive. It's tied into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Why, you're not going to be effective. But the first thing in this battle is to understand the Constitution. David, how can people get in touch with you and the Institute?
Well, first, we encourage people to go to our website, iotconline.com. That's iotconline.com, stands for Institute on the Constitution Online.com. And there they could read many articles. They can read about what's happening around the country. There's a map that they can locate where classes are happening around the country that that we're aware of. And we know that the easiest thing for a person to do is sit back and do nothing. But if you do nothing, you can be certain of this. The freedoms that you currently enjoy are going to be stripped from you and from your children and grandchildren. The very easy thing for everyone to do is to host a class. You don't have to be a constitutional lawyer. It's better that you're not. We have one of those in the White House, and he's a disaster. It's better that you don't even have a precursive idea of what the history is. That if you come at it just to learn what it was our founders said, not what other people tell us they said, not what judges have twisted their words to mean, but what they actually said and what they actually meant in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, and the subsequent amendments, you can help take our country back. So we encourage people to get a host kit, conduct the class in their church, in their home, in a community center, in the town hall, wherever they might find a spot to gather fellow citizens together to study these materials. And as you said, Dr. Stan, all across the country right now, there's a groundswell of interest, people from the Tea Party movement, people who are upset and angry. They know something's wrong, and they have a sense it has something to do with the Constitution, which is great. That's exactly what we need. People going back to the founding documents, discovering what it is our founders designed, and then holding the elected officials accountable or throwing them out if they will not abide by the terms of this contract that we, the people, have formed in creating our civil government. So go to our website, iotconline.com. Click on the store there. You can order a host kit, many other materials that can help you understand our Constitution, books and DVDs and CDs, a whole wealth of material, as well as many different articles that can help you understand what's happened to our country and how we can retake our land and return it to the home of the free and the brave. And the other way you can access our information or purchase a host kit is to call us here toll-free at Institute on the Constitution. Our toll-free number at Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. And everyone can do this. This does not take an expert in any area. You can conduct a class. It's designed as a turnkey kit to give you everything you need to conduct a class in your community. Well, coming back to the 16th Amendment, the ratification problems of the 16th Amendment have been researched by a fellow by the name of Bill Benson. If you want to go to his website, it's called thelawthatneverwas.com, the law that never was, and some fascinating information. He decided to investigate the ratification process of the 16th Amendment in the 48 states that were in the Union when the 16th Amendment was proposed. Alaska and Hawaii were not part of the Union at that point in time, and he found all sorts of defects, so many defects, that prove that the requisite 36 states which were required to ratify the 16th Amendment, 36 states would be required, that's three-quarters, that not enough of those actually ratified it as it was claimed or reported that they ratified. He found some state legislatures did not ratify it, but it was reported to Washington, D.C., that they had ratified it. In other words, there was a liar in the state government sending a message to Washington, D.C., or there was a liar on the other end of that in Washington, D.C., saying, oh, yeah, the state ratified this, when it did not. Other state archives, he found there was missing or incomplete evidence of ratification. Something had been stolen. Something disappeared from the state archives. Other states, the governor failed to sign it, or the other state officials required by their state constitution to sign it did not sign it. Other violations of state constitutions in the ratification process, he found, and other procedural irregularities making ratification doubtful, and other changes made by a state. In other words, a state received the wording of the 16th Amendment. They didn't like the wording, so they changed the wording. Or they changed some of the capitalization or punctuation. They changed the document, and so the document they ratified was not the 16th Amendment, which, if that was the case, then they needed to apply back to Congress, say, hey, you guys need to change this. We'll consider ratifying it if you change it, and these are the ways you need to change it. They didn't do that. They just altered the document, and they voted on an altered document that was not the 16th Amendment. And so it's an astonishing proof that when you look at the bottom of Bill Benson's chart, the accumulated total means that there is about three states that actually ratified it without defects, that did not make some change to it, did not follow the process somehow, their state constitution required. There's only about three states that did it right. But 36 states are required to do it perfectly right in order for that amendment to be legitimate. So, first of all, the 16th Amendment, we need to understand, was not legitimately ratified as our Constitution, Article 5, requires the ratification process. Well, the language of the 16th Amendment reads that Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes on incomes from whatever source derived without apportionment among the several states and without regard to any census or enumeration. Now, what the language here says would, by some people, mean that the Article 1, Section 9 restriction on federal taxation was changed. The restriction of Article 1, Section 9 says that no capitation tax is permitted from the federal government. That is, the design originally is the federal government can never reach out and touch you personally on the head, capitation, cannot touch you individually. The design was that the federal government would never be given power to tax individuals. It could only send a tax bill to the state governments. Again, this very important role, this very important power that the states had between their citizens and the federal government. So if the federal government sent a tax bill to the state, it was apportioned according to the census. So say Maryland has 5 million residents, and I don't know, just pick a state, Illinois, let's say it has 10 million residents. Well, the tax bill from the federal government would be twice as large to the state of Illinois as it would be the state of Maryland. And Maryland would determine how it was going to raise that revenue and pay the bill to the federal government. Illinois might determine a very different process by which it was going to raise the revenue, which it then forwarded to the federal government. You never would have an IRS under the structure designed by our founders. Because the federal government would never reach out individually and touch you.
The American Freedom Network.
Are you looking for answers for your physical, mental, and financial health? Ganoderma, King of Herbs, is a great start because it works. OrganiGold International brings only the healthiest and purest state of 100% certified organic Ganoderma throughout their products and beverages. For information, call Gus Gowron, 970-587-2101, or check our webpage at www.bridgetscoffee.organigold.com. Once again, call 970-587-2101.
If you're a health-conscious woman interested in fitness, join the Beth Messiah congregation as they welcome Deborah McCoy, an excellent, experienced personal trainer. Deborah will share her wisdom and fitness techniques. Plan on attending Sunday, November the 7th at 10:30 to 1:30 for a brunch at KHNC Lobby. Please bring a dish to share. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information and ask for Sharon. That's 1-800-205-6245. See you Sunday, November the 7th.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Pastor David Whitney, and I met and talked to Bill Benson. They've actually put him in prison for telling the American people the truth. This was a conspiracy. It was designed at the state and the federal level to falsify the fact that the 16th Amendment was ratified. Well, they say, well, it's been in place for so long, it doesn't matter whether it wasn't ratified. After all, we've come to accept it. Ladies and gentlemen, our founding fathers feared this sort of tax because they knew it would be used to target individuals who spoke out against the government, and now the government has the file on every individual, and they can target specifically people that they want to destroy. And, ladies and gentlemen, that was what our founding fathers feared. They wanted people to be free, and they did not want the federal government to be able to go after individuals who, for whatever reason, were unacceptable. And we know very well that Richard Nixon had IRS files, and certainly the Clintons, they utilized the power of the federal government to go after their enemies. And that is one of the major dangers of the IRS, that and the fact that is a vehicle for controlling the individual and controlling what we do and terrify them. And if you certainly were to violate the IRS laws, they'll send you to prison for long periods of time. And this was never what our founding fathers wanted. They wanted people to be free. So go ahead, David.
So that original structure, it is claimed, has been changed by the 16th Amendment. Yet if you look into the details of the 16th Amendment, for example, the Brush-Haber case, following the 16th Amendment, the Supreme Court clearly said that the 16th Amendment granted no new taxing powers to the federal government, that it did not change anything. Yes, it gave the federal government power to tax aliens residing legally in our country, non-resident aliens and things like that, or to tax corporations, which what actually the original proposal was about. The 16th Amendment was originally proposed by Howard Taft, President Taft, as a way to bust up the trusts, those illegal monopolies that existed, and they wanted to discover where those illegal monopolies were by getting into the books, forcing those corporations to open their books and reveal where their money was going. Then they could get after those illegal monopolies and bust them up. It was a trust-busting attempt, which instead of actually busting the trust, has been turned on its head, giving those trusts enormous power and going after we, the people, us individual citizens. So the 16th Amendment, as it was originally crafted, never gave any new power of taxation to the federal government, never made the citizen, the United States citizen or the citizen of the individual states, subject to a direct tax, as was prohibited by Article 1, Section 9. No capitation tax is permitted. So it's been misinterpreted and, of course, has been misused and, of course, was not legally ratified. All of this tells us that we're in huge trouble. But, you know, there's a little bright light on the horizon as a number of people have come to understand this in state legislators. A friend of ours in Georgia who understands this has proposed a piece of legislation that would basically put the IRS out of business in his state of Georgia and cause the people of the state of Georgia to pay to the state treasury whatever was claimed by the IRS that they owed to the federal government. And then the state government, after collecting those funds, would determine what they believe the federal government was doing constitutionally in its spending, which is probably about 10% of the federal expenditures are actually constitutional, and they would forward a proceed of 10% of what the federal government said the people of the state of Georgia owed federal government, that they would forward that money to them, which means, of course, the federal government would immediately cut off all funding to Georgia, but Georgia could take the money that it gathered and do its roads and all the other things that the federal subsidies pay for. It could do those itself, which is really what the founders' design was, that the states took care of their own issues. They didn't look to the federal government for anything except protection from external threats such as war and so on. And I think Oklahoma has taken up this idea as well. The 10th Amendment Center website was reporting on a number of states that had proposed kind of ending the IRS in their states by the states taking over the whole function of gathering taxes that are owed to the federal government. And that's the original design under our Constitution, that the federal government would never reach out and touch an individual. It would only send a tax bill to the state proportioned upon the census of that state. How many people in your state? That's the proportion of the federal tax bill that you're going to owe. And each state then would have the freedom to determine how it, as a state, was going to raise those funds. And that could be different from state to state. That was up to the state government to determine that and not the federal government. So the federal government would never interact with individuals, and the IRS would have no kind of egregious powers that it currently employs against individuals in our country. Well, the 16th Amendment was used as an enormous tool of growth for the federal government to expand its power, expand its reach, and expand its take of the citizens' paychecks to such an egregious extent now that everybody knows that they're being robbed blind. The federal government takes, for average citizens, takes somewhere 35-40% of their paycheck every week, and that doesn't count all the hidden taxes that are in play when you purchase anything and so on. So when you have a government that takes much more of your income than you do, it's the time you pay your federal, state, and local taxes, you have a picture of a poor dog in the summertime with a bunch of ticks on it. The more those ticks bleed the dog, there reaches a point where the dog is simply going to die. It cannot produce enough blood for the leeches who are sucking it dry. And I gather from my interaction with people in the Tea Party movement that many Americans are coming to the conclusion that our government is like a big blood-sucking leech, taking more of our lifeblood every single day and demanding more not only of us, but enslaving our children and our grandchildren as far as the eye can see into the future, that they have become tax slaves and they will never enjoy freedom. The government will take the whole check and give them whatever paltry pennies they choose. That's not liberty. That's not what our founders designed at all. And that's a destruction of the very design of the form of government our founders crafted.
But this is not our government. This is the invisible government that has taken over our government, and it works through, of course, the organizations which I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness. What we need to do is reclaim our government and expose the subversive element working in Washington, D.C. today. Our guest has been Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. Once more, let's get your telephone number out, David.
Yes, our toll-free number at Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. And our website is...
Talk to you next month. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless, Dr. Stan.
When you need a dynamic energy boost and you require that energy to last you for the long term, all you have to do is take a warhead capsule and a drink of water. In moments, you'll feel the dramatic performance-elevating effects of Warhead's amazing blend of herbs, vitamins, minerals, and pharmaceutical compounds rush throughout your body. You have to try it to believe it. Whether you need to wake up in the morning or stay awake at night, work at hard physical labor, or work out as an athlete, Warhead will give you the vitality, alertness, and power that you need to be the very best that you can be. Why does Warhead work better? Because it is such an advanced complex of the highest quality ingredients, all carefully balanced to give you what you need, longer-lasting energy for superior physical and mental performance. Warhead is all natural and all legal. Keep a bottle of Warhead handy. You can never know when you'll need an explosion of raw energy. Remember the name Warhead. You'll be glad that you did. For your bottle of Warhead, come to the Green Herb in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Visit our website at nextlevelformulations.com or call 1-800-910-0200.
The fall run has started and the cattle are moving. Now it's time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficiency, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin's been shown to be more effective than Mycotyl or Nuflor for the control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Bitril, Mycotyl, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin tulathromycin injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. Pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days.
Well, and back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our conversation with Pastor David Whitney. What he's saying is vitally important. But people do not understand that our government has been taken over by a subversive element. If you've not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need, of course, to get the other two books we're carrying, I think are very apropos. One is called Apollyon Rising 2012. Apollyon Rising 2012 by Tom Horn, and then Lynn Marzulli's Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. Because behind everything there are powerful spiritual forces. Let me suggest my four-tape set of interviews, or four-CD set of interviews with Constance Cumby on the Aquarian Conspiracy, the spiritual force behind the invisible government, or my DVD. It's actually a talk that Constance gave here at Radio Liberty. It's called The Emergence. The Emergence, the Coming of the World Leader, because that's what it's all about. And if you're coming from a Christian point of view, you can understand what's going on today, because it is all part and parcel of this plan to establish the world government with a new world leader, the Antichrist. Well, then, of course, we hope you want to get the DVD, Pat Wood, on the Trilateral Commission. There it's really at the top of the apex of the pyramid of power today. There are 87 of them, and they control the government. They control President Obama, but they control George Bush before him. Understand that between 1977 and 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States was a member of the Trilateral Commission. Do you think that happened by accident? You need to read Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies, and he will tell you the purpose of the Trilateral Commission is to take over the financial and commercial interests of the world by first seizing control of the government, the political government of the United States. That's on page 280. You need to get his book. We have used copies. They're available. All of the things we mentioned available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get the information. You need to help us get it out across America. And then, of course, you need to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. Your job is to tell other people, whether they want to hear it or not, they're going sooner or later to realize that there's an organized effort to destroy our economy, to create chaos in this nation, to plunge us into more wars, to destroy the very fabric of our society. These people hate America.